road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Tell you what, following up on that poll discussion, the last segment, where 1 in 5 almost Republicans have a higher opinion of Vladimir Putin than they do of Joe Biden. This is sick. They're sick. But what's even worse is there's another poll that came out that said a majority of Republicans, 51% of Republicans, think that the state election outcome of November 3rd would be overturned with the kind of election audit that's being conducted by Cyber Ninja in Arizona. 51% of Republicans think that the results of at the state level of elections would be overturned, would be reversed at the presidential level if there were an audit of the individual states like the Cyber Ninja audit. Now, these are ignorant people. For one thing, there were audits of all of them. You know, their accounts, certifications, their corrections made. And in the swing states, like in Georgia, there were several recounts and a hand recount. Hand. They physically went through by hand millions of votes. There were recounts in Arizona. In Wisconsin, the Republicans had the option of recounting the whole state. They said, nah, we'll recount. Well, we'll recount Dane County and Milwaukee County. I wonder why. They didn't recount Rusk County. They may have recounted Brown County, too, to throw something in there. But basically, just looking for something. And you know what happened in Wisconsin? Joe Biden picked up several hundred votes. Thank you, Republicans, for doing that. So this is all bogus, but enough have been hoodwinked. You know, when you have enough people who from a distance command respect and influence, and a member of the U.S. Senate is that kind of person. The former president is that kind of person. You have Donald Trump and Ron Johnson and a lot of senators, Ted Cruz, Tom Cotton, Josh Hawley, Tom Cotton of Arkansas, Josh Hawley of Missouri, Rick Scott of Florida, Lindsey Graham, saying there's something wrong with the election. Some of them say, well, let's just move on. Some will say, let's overturn it. But they all say there's something wrong. There's a lot of people that don't have the level of interest or knowledge of politics that people listening to the show have. And they think, well, these are influential people. They couldn't all be lying. They couldn't all have gotten together and cooked it up in the parking lot. So maybe there's an issue there. And that is the insidious attack on democracy. 51% of Republicans think that the result of the state presidential elections would be overturned with a Cyber Ninja type audit. Cyber Ninja, that's a crooked audit, you know. I think they may have withdrawn by now. I'm not sure. Georgia guy just calls up and says, give me the original ballots and the voting machines in Georgia for this county, Fulton County. And then he goes on Craigslist and says, anybody know how to do an audit? Anybody know how to do an audit? It's illegal under federal law to turn over the ballots, turn over the voting machines. But judges in both Arizona and Georgia said it was okay. In Arizona, fortunately, we have a Democratic Secretary of State who says, you might as well throw those voting machines away because we ain't using them in any more elections. And among Republicans, these are self-designated Republicans, 30% say they will not be vaccinated. 51% think that the last election would be overturned by another audit. 30% won't be vaccinated. What's happening? Republicans are roughly half the country. I mean, a little less. Maybe these are just hardcore. But you can't underestimate the power of influencers like U.S. senators, former presidents, congressmen, when they speak and say something solemnly standing in a polished hallway before a lectern in the Capitol, and they all say that there was something wrong in the election, this number of people will believe them. And we do not have leadership that believes in democracy in the Republican Party. Okay, I want to talk to about Joe Manchin again. His name has popped up in vain a number of times in the show. I'm very concerned about Joe Manchin. He has now proposed changes to the voting bill, and he has signaled, well, maybe I'd vote for these changes. They include keep in the requirement for voter ID if a state wants it. Okay. Second is after a no public financing for congressional campaigns. This thing had it in there. Okay. It doesn't exist now anyway, right? Keep it out, maybe. The next one is greater limits on mail-in voting. I don't like that, but as long as there is mail-in voting and it's fairly done and not cooked up by Republicans, let's look at that. Okay. Then is, instead of a ban on partisan gerrymandering, substitute language that says they must use computer models. I don't like that, but what it would at least do would give you good arguments in court that the gerrymander should be overthrown, whereas the Supreme Court said there isn't even that guidance right now. And then, so some Democrats thought, well, great. And if some Republicans get behind that, then at least we can get something. Well, don't count on it. First of all, I frankly don't trust Manchin. I mean, even if that gets put through, he'll want something else and he'll run out the clock. But secondly, the Republicans have already indicated nobody's voting for the original bill and nobody's voting for Manchin's bill. So we will chase this down a rabbit hole. We'll chase it down a rabbit hole. Manchin not only won't vote to suspend the filibuster on a case-by-case basis for this bill, the way Moscow Mitch did for Supreme Court justices. It kills me. It slays me that these guys say, well, we need bipartisanship with Moscow Mitch. Moscow Mitch does not believe in bipartisanship. He's the one that scrapped the filibuster for Supreme Court appointments for the first time. He's the one that scrapped the filibuster for Supreme Court, strike that, for cabinet-level appointments for Trump. They put through some gnarly folks, very crooked, gnarly folks. So why are we waiting for Moscow Mitch to go bipartisan on filibuster when he didn't? When a guy doesn't do it himself, why do you expect that he'll do it now for you? It's very naive, very stupid, actually. So Manchin says that. That's just an excuse. The other thing is, frankly, Manchin has a bigger killer than his stance on filibuster. Manchin could simply say, I'm going to vote with Republicans. Then it's 51-49. Kamala Harris does not come in then and vote. It's not tied. Not tied. And even if she did, it would be 50 and then 51 Republicans, including Manchin. Manchin is a half a vote, okay? Manchin voted to convict Donald Trump and as a result of articles of impeachment on Ukraine and on January 6th. That was a big deal. In the past, Manchin has proposed a voting rights bill very similar to this one. But he's up for re-election in the near future, and he has decided somehow he only won the last election by 3 points. He used to win by a lot more. If Trump's on the ballot, and even if he is, if a Trump type is on the ballot, Manchin's afraid he's not going to win. You know something, Joe Manchin? You ain't going to win anyway. If you think that, you ain't going to win anyway. Because nobody likes a turncoat, and you're going to diminish the enthusiasm of Democrats in West Virginia for you. Stand tall. People like people who stand tall. You take somebody like Sherrod Brown, Ohio. He's left-wing as hell. He's to the left of the squad on a lot of stuff. He gets up, he says, look, I'm Sherrod Brown, and he wins in Ohio. He wins in Ohio because he stands up on his hind legs and says what he believes. Manchin had better do something. Vote for these bills. That's the only way he will get reelected. Okay, we're coming to a break. The lines are still open. The line, hang on to the lines. Don't hang up. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.